Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Calder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and the truth of the Bible and the prophecies of God for today, so that we know, how does God look at the world? And what does he think of all of the wretchedness and abominations that are taking place, and many of them in the name of God? Now it says in the New Testament, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It means everyone. And sin is a transgression of the law, or a literal translation is even more powerful, lawlessness. How do you like the lawlessness that's being promoted in America and in the world today by the politicians, by the religious leaders? You don't like it, do you? Well, let's see how it all came about. Because whether you're not directly involved in it, you're a recipient of it, and you have a part in causing it to happen. Because if you have left God, you are part of the problem. And unless you repent, you can't be part of the solution. Let's come to Ezekiel 22 and pick it up where we finished off with the previous message, because it's a continuum. Verse 18, Son of man, the house of Israel, you be sure and write for the book. America and Britain, their biblical origin and their prophetic destiny. You need to know who we are. And we have another book you need. Why were you born? You don't even understand what God is doing unless you know why you were born and what is God's plan for you. Now, if you don't know that, you don't know anything about life the way that you ought to. Israel has become dross to me, all of them, bronze and tin and iron and lead. In the middle of the furnace, they are all the dross of silver. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have all become dross. Notice the word all. Not the majority, not some, not just the leaders, not just the clergy, not just the politicians, not just the average person, but all. All. Let that sink in. Behold, therefore, I will gather you into the middle of Jerusalem. That did happen exactly as God said. Now, the prophecies against us for today, for the same sins, are going to be exactly like that. Gather silver and bronze and iron and lead and tin into the middle of the furnace and blow the fire on it to melt it, so that I will gather you in my anger and in my fury, and I will cast you in and melt you. I will gather you and blow on you with the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in the midst. As silver is melted in the furnace, so shall you be melted in the midst of it. And you shall know that I am the Lord, and you shall know that I, the Lord, have poured out my fury upon you. Now this is a simile of the fury of God. Can anybody stand before the fury of God? And why would God do this? Well, God is a God of love, Well, why would a God of love do this, some would say, most would say, maybe all would say? Because there's more to it than just lovey-dovey, goody-goody, two-shoe. There is law, there is truth, there is character, there is righteousness. And for every transgression of these things, there's a penalty. And when everyone is living in sin, it comes in great proportions. How do you like the Wuhan virus, huh? Think about it. Oh, well, that came from China. Why did it come from China? Do you think that God was uninvolved in it? Do you think it was just a little happenstance that occurred? Well, maybe. If you've been just used to reading the New Testament, I suggest you start reading the prophets in the Old Testament, because those prophecies are active and applying today. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed nor rained upon in the day of indignation. We either have too much rain or not enough rain. It's too hot, it's too cold. There's global warming, there's global cooling. It doesn't happen automatic. Here is what. There is a conspiracy by Satan the devil to deceive the whole world and bring it into a world society. And the end result of that is going to be fighting against Christ when he returns and all the saints with him. But they don't know it, see. So what they do when someone understands their conspiracy and know they're lying, cheating, politics and religion and things like this, they say, oh, well, you believe in a conspiracy, meaning you must be a stupid fool. No, you understand the truth. Because there is a vast conspiracy. It's known as the deep state in every country in the world.
As the Russia plot thickens, the deep state is going mainstream.
All right, tonight we start with proof the deep state is real in America and that you, the American people, see what is really going on.
It's about a deep state trying to drag a crook across the presidential finish line and trying to destroy the man Americans wanted in the Oval Office.
Donald J. Trump.
Once the preserve of conspiracy theorists, now the president of the United States calls himself a victim of it.
Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas are truly a threat to democracy itself.
For believers, the deep state is a mysterious faction of opposition bureaucrats. In Trump's case, a shadowy cabal of Obama supporters entrenched in government, intent on bringing him down.
It's known as the establishment religion. Every place in the world, whether it's Buddhist or whether it's Islam or whether it's Christianity, whether it's Catholicism, it's everywhere. Think on that. God doesn't do these things because a little trifling bits of problems and transgressions here and there. No. He does this because the majority of people are walking contrary to him. And you need to understand, if you walk contrary to God, God is going to walk contrary to you. And it will come. And you won't be able to stop it unless you repent. Now, let's read on. There's a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst of her prophets and in her politicians and in the average person scheming like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They've devoured souls. They've taken the treasure, the precious things. and have made many widows in her midst, her priests have done violence to my law, saying it's done away. How are you going to do away with the law? Try doing away with gravity. And everything flies apart, right? Because they can do that. They can simulate outer space. And if there is not gravity to hold it in, it goes off everywhere. And that's exactly what's happening because of the behavior of the people. And have profaned my holy things, and have put no difference between the holy and profane, and have not taught the difference between the unclean and clean, and they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. You want to know a profound truth, and I want you to think on this. I don't care who you are, and what you believe, whether you're an atheist or you belong to some pagan religion or you're an agnostic, here's a profound truth. You cannot get away from God. Period. You're either going to come to Him His way through repentance and baptism, or you're going to come to Him through sin, iniquity, sickness, disease, and death. You don't believe that? Look at all the drug deaths, huh? What do you think about that? By the way, we have a segment called Delusion of Drug. So if you have a problem with drugs, you better listen to that. You better turn to God. And you better get off those drugs because you're going to meet God with His penalty against you. Now, all the politicians, listen up, her rulers in her midst, everyone from the county clerk all the way to the Supreme Court are like wolves tearing the prey. You don't believe that? The latest decision of the Supreme Court was to uphold abortion. Is that not tearing the prey? That little innocent life in the mother's womb and the selfish mother that all she wants is to have sex? Think about it. Because every conception is the beginning creation of a new human being by God in the womb of the mother. And that's the way that God made it. And so we had the Chief Justice of the United States vote against stopping abortions. Now, some will say, well, now why would you talk against such a nice man like that? Because that's how God looks at him. And everyone who agrees with him, and all of the hard-nosed, lantern-jawed women out there that despise God, that despise being women, that despise having children, and they have all become murderers with blood dripping off their hands and oozing out of their eyes and ears for the killing of the unborn. How do you like 62 million since 1972? You think God doesn't look at that? You think God is not judging because of that? And you look at these mobs that are out there with these lawless things trying to tear down statues and defund the police and all of that, and that's another whole subject I'll have to get to. Look at him. The police chief in Seattle was just absolutely shocked when they finally got out of their place on Capitol Hill with all the graffiti and all the things that went on and all the sex and all the drugs. Why, these were supposed to be nice people for a summer of love, as the mayor of Seattle said. Really? And so now we have in Minneapolis defunding of the police. In New York, defunding of the police. Well, those are servants of God according to the word of God, to hold down the crime and violence, because the human mind is evil and wretched and murderous, and thievery runs through the human mind like you wouldn't believe. How's your life? When was the last time you told a lie? All right, back to this. To shed innocent blood and to destroy souls, to get unjust gain, and that's what they do. Oh, and Planned Parenthood, that wonderful institution of the Democrats. Oh, what a thing that is. Yes, we do great service because we're looking out to extend life through taking these aborted parts of the fetuses that we rip out of the mother's womb, and we experiment with them to make it better for other people. Aren't we good people? And her prophets have covered themselves with whitewash, seeing false visions and divining lies unto them, saying, thus says the Lord God, when the Lord has not spoken. Now you think about that for a minute. Those ministers who say the law has said, when the law didn't say, they're accusing God of lying, and God cannot lie, and they don't represent God. Now, verse 29, like I said, God doesn't leave anybody out. And the people of the land have used oppression, committed robbery, and have troubled the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them who should build up a wall for the land and to stand in the breach before me, so I would not destroy it, but I did not find one. Now maybe there is one who is trying, and that's the current president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. He is the only man now standing between death and destruction of this nation immediately, or maybe putting it off for a time. He is not the lying person that the media have said he is. And he is the only real top leader, now there are others that are trying, who is standing in the breach. So I want to ask you a question, and if you don't like Donald Trump, could you take the same abuse that he has gone through for 4 years and still be willing to love the country and love the people and stand to try and turn back the evil? As it says here, a man to stand in the breach. And believe me, it is a breach, and yet he does it willingly. And I can guarantee you one thing, knowing the Word of God and knowing how God does things. And don't accuse me of getting into politics. I'm just analyzing it. If Biden wins the election, America will become the Western colony of China. And we will be treated exactly like China is currently treating Hong Kong. Verse 31, therefore, I will pour out my fury on them. I have burned them up with the fire of my wrath. I have recompensed their own way upon their heads, says the Lord God. That's what you would call the whole kit and caboodle. Now, if you don't believe me, I want you to think again about Venezuela.
Caracas is a concrete jungle where, smack in the middle, stands a 45-story building nicknamed the Tower of David, after the man who conceived of what was to be a modern financial center. Instead, it has become known as the world's largest vertical slum, a last resort for more than 1,100 homeless families who 7 years ago took over the unfinished building, abandoned during a financial crisis in the 1990s. These open squares mark where the lifts would have been. Residents must walk up to the 28th floor carrying everything, from gas canisters to bricks. The lack of hygiene, the precarious construction, and stairs with no railings make the tower a health hazard, especially for children. Which is why the government has begun moving everyone out. There are some who don't want to give up the comfort of living in the city near their friends and their jobs, but it's only a matter of time. While the government debates what to do with the concrete skeleton so many think of not just as their home, but as their community. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Caracas.
And if you think that's asking too much, then go look at Syria. See how you like that. And if you don't think that's enough, go look at India and China fighting now. And if you don't think that's enough, go to wherever all of the drugs are being made and manufactured and sold and delivered. Unless something is done, it's going to happen. Now, let's come back to Luke 21, because the days are coming. And even like in the days of Josiah, when there was one man who made everybody do what was right, it only lasted 12 years. You think there are enough people in America to turn to God today, to change? Are you willing to repent? Or do you think I'm a mad mouth preacher? Luke 21, verse 22. Let's see how bad it's going to get. Because it will get this bad. Whether in our lifetime or whether in our children's lifetime, it's going to come. That last generation will finally arrive. Verse 22, Luke 21. For these are the days of vengeance. So that all things, now if you got a Bible, you circle that. That means each and everything that has been written, that's in the Old and New Testament. All things that have been written. See, God has it written down. So no one can say, Lord, what did you tell us? Well, if you got a Bible and you haven't read it, he has sent it to you, and as far as he is concerned, he has told you, even if you haven't yet read it. So what are you going to do? That all things that have been written may be accomplished. Going to be done. That day is coming. Let's read on. But woe to those who are with child and those who give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress upon the land and wrath upon the people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword. And don't think that that can't happen here because it will. And shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on earth distress and anxiety among the nations, the seas roaring with rolling surges, men dying of heart attacks from fear and dread of all things that are coming upon the whole world. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Do you read the book of Revelation? A little sidebar in the book of Revelation. This was a direct message from God the Father to Jesus Christ to give to John. And that will tell you what's coming on this world. And if you do not repent, and if you do not change, and if you do not make your life right with God, you're going to suffer through it. The only thing to stop it, verse 27, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and glory. That's going to happen. The only salvation of this world is the return of Jesus Christ. And for those of us who are living now, we need to repent. We need to draw close to God. We've got lots of troubles we need to live through, but God will see us through it. And so I hope that this helps you understand what's going on. Now, be sure and write for our booklet, Why Christianity is Failing, and our book, Lord, What Should I Do? Now, you need that. You need to know, what does God want you to do? And I've got a special chapter in there for all ministers. You better take the word of God seriously, and you better repent of all your lying that you have been giving to your congregations for however long you've been a minister, and turn to God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being. Because you are going to suffer greatly because of what you have done. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Calder saying, so long, everyone.